Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big money at
Menards. If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths. And where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
You're listening to Eagles Unfiltered.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
This podcast is powered by Eagle Maven of Sports Illustrated.
Third down and one.
Why didn't he win that?
Hurts. Keeping. First down and a touchdown.
Here are your hosts, Ed Kraz and Connor Miles.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Eagles Unfiltered. Co-host Connor Miles here, and the show is powered by BetOnline.ag. That's BetOnline.ag, the best sports betting website around. The NBA postseason is waging on. Head on over to their website right now. Use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, and they will match up to 50% on your initial deposit. That's 50% on your initial deposit. Go ahead this NBA postseason. Get rich with us. Head on over to BetOnline.ag and use promo code BLEAV. And then again, the show is also powered by BetterHelp.com. Go ahead and go to betterhelp.com/Eagles. The show will give you a discount for 10% off your first initial therapy sessions. That's 10% off if you use our promo link, betterhelp.com/Eagles. Mental health is very important during these times. Take care of yourself. Bring back that joy and happiness to your life. Head on over to betterhelp.com/Eagles, and we will help you do that. Guys, we have a very, very, very special episode today. I have Ross Tucker on the show. It was a conference call between him and I. Shout out to Believe Network for setting that up for us. Very, very, very great opportunity. And he discussed what he believes the Eagles will do in his upcoming draft. For the next 12 minutes or so, you will hear him and I talk and discuss the NFL draft and what the Eagles are going to do, or what he believes the Eagles will do with their two first-round picks. So, guys, tune in to the rest of the episode. Enjoy it. Remember to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Let us know what you think about the podcast. Head on over to Eagles Unfiltered on Twitter. Reply. Let us know. We want to hear some recent feedback about what you guys are thinking about the pod, what we can do better, what we can improve on, or what you would like to see from the podcast going further. But without further ado, Ross Tucker, ladies and gentlemen. Just want to get started real quick with what position you believe the Eagles address first in the 2022 NFL draft.
Boy, that is a tough one to answer because I really think there's a number of ways they could go. I am not as of the mindset that they're going to take a receiver as other people are. Mm-hmm. I still think it's more likely a defensive player because there's a lot of places they could go there. I mean, there's really not a position on defense where I would be shocked if the Eagles took a guy in the first round. Absolutely. I know their track record with linebackers, but if a really good one like Devin Lloyd fell to them, I wouldn't be surprised if they took him. Certainly, safety is a position of need. Corner is a route they could go. And then we know the Eagles' history with defensive line. So if you think about it, DN, D-tackle, linebacker, safety, corner, all positions where they could very easily take a guy and it wouldn't surprise me. So I just feel like that is more likely than taking a receiver in the first round for a third straight year, especially when they've got some young receivers that that they're developing and they like.
Right, right. Jalen Reagor, Quez Watkins, and all the young guys they already have. That makes a ton of sense. But I do agree with you. There's not a single spot on defense where they can't address. Safety, corner, even in the interior defensive line with Jordan Davis, Devontae Wyatt available as well. That's a position you can see them going for sure. But if anybody knows offensive line, it's Ross Tucker. So I have to ask you, I know Tyler Linderbaum is really the guy that everybody's picked to replace Jason Kelce, or guy that is everybody has interest in for the Eagles to replace Jason Kelce as a future. But other than that, are you looking, have your eye on any mid-round prospects that you think could be the future of the Eagles to replace Jason Kelce on the interior?
Well, there's certainly some guys that people like. Cam Jurgens from Nebraska is one of them. Some people really like Luke Fortner from Kentucky. Zach Tom is a guy I called a couple of his games over the last couple of years from Wake Forest. So there are guys they could go for in the middle rounds. I guess the thing I wonder about that is number one, you know, you don't want to feel like you're pushing Jason out, right? And who knows how much longer Jason Kelce wants to play. That's number one. And then number two, does it make sense to take a guy pretty high this year to be the heir apparent when you don't know how much longer Kelce is going to play? And you already have a guy like Landon Dickerson who could play center. He's a very different center than is Jason Kelce. From an athleticism and size standpoint, I mean, they're kind of polar opposites, but you would just have Dickerson play differently. So I can see why people are of that mindset, but I guess I kind of feel like that would be more likely to happen later in the draft than earlier.
I'm in complete agreement with you on that one. I think that's exactly where the Eagles goes later in the draft, because again, like you're saying, who knows? Jason Kelce keeps coming back. You know, who knows if he comes back next year? The writing's not on the wall for him yet, for sure. So I think it's going to be later in the mid rounds for looking for a potential replacement. But I was going to ask you if you thought of any realistic expectations or options for the Eagles if Howie Roseman moves up from pick 15. Like, do you think you envision them doing that? And if you do, do you have one player in mind by chance?
Yeah. So I don't really envision them moving up. It's possible, but I think that they typically believe that there's more value in moving down, more value in getting more picks, especially with the strength of this draft being, you know, later on in the draft. Mm-hmm. So I don't really envision them doing that. If they did, though, I kind of feel like it would be for a corner like Sauce Gardner. I just think I don't envision them moving up to get a linebacker, mm-hmm. or even to get a D tackle or a safety. I think if the Eagles moved up, it would be because they want to get a guy like Sauce Gardner or maybe Stingley.
Okay. So then I would imagine you would think they may trade down from even 18 then.
Certainly possible. Yeah. Because a lot of people will tell you, that the strength of the draft is 20 to 40. Okay. It's like the depth of the draft.
Okay.
So in that case, if they could trade down from 18 and maybe get another pick in the second round and then be able to get three of these needs. I mean, we just said that we wouldn't be surprised if they took a guy at any of these positions on defense. You know, maybe they trade down and they can get both a linebacker and a safety.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. I think they actually do move down from 18. I think it's very logical to see that, especially what you just said, to pick up that extra second round pick with so many needs on defense. And potentially Jonathan Gannon's last year as their defensive coordinator with all the head coaching consideration he got this offseason. It would make more sense to load up the cupboard and have one last run with this coach that they seem to like so much. So that's why I definitely see that as a feasible possibility. But I was going to ask you, because I'm really curious about this, is there any quarterback prospect in this draft? I know that this quarterback class is being looked at as one of the worst in ages since really 2013. But I'm curious to see if you're a GM of this team, is there any quarterback prospect that you think is better than Jalen Hurts that the Eagles have a chance of getting?
Well, I think Malik Willis probably has a little bit more arm talent than Jalen Hurts does, a stronger arm. But I don't think it's that dissimilar that they would do it for Malik Willis. In other words, I'd be fascinated to hear exactly where what people would say about Jalen Hurts if he was in this draft. Right? I mean, knowing what we know now, I just kind of feel like Jalen, I mean, would Jalen Hurts be talked about as a first round pick in this draft? Would Jalen Hurts be talked about as a top 10 guy? If he was coming out of Oklahoma this year with the numbers he put up at Oklahoma with his mobility, I kind of feel like, I mean, you know, the year he came out, there were the other quarterbacks coming out. I really wonder what people would say about Hurts if he was coming out this year.
That's a great point. That's a very great point. So if now that we're already on this term that we're sticking with Jalen Hurts, would you add a quarterback prospect in this draft, like the mid rounds? Like I'm thinking like Carson Strong type, maybe even Desmond Ridder in the second round as an insurance policy, or there's no way you're doing that. You're all in with Jalen Hurts this year and maybe looking towards a 2023 class.
Yeah, first of all, I don't think Ridder would be there in the second round. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to end up going in the first round. And I don't think I did a game of Carson Strong, Nevada. Really good arm, but he just cannot move at all. I mean, he is just not mobile. And so that makes me think he's not really a good fit for what the Eagles are doing. Mm-hmm. So I don't see them doing that. I mean, maybe way later in the draft, but probably not. I think Reed Sinnott is kind of the kid they're developing, and they have Gardner Minshew. Now, if they trade Minshew, that's a little bit different. If they trade Minshew, but I don't know that I see that happening during the draft. It's certainly possible. Mm-hmm. But no, I think the Eagles are in on Hurts this year, and if Hurts ends up not having a good season, then obviously next year will be a very different situation.
All right, quick on the spot. Ross Tucker mock draft for the Eagles. Who are you selecting with their two picks? No trades or anything, just off the top of your head. Who are they picking with 15 and 18 if you were in a decision of doing so?
Well, I wish you could tell me exactly who's on the board and who isn't. One of my dream scenarios is that Kyle Hamilton from Notre Dame, the safety, is still on the board, and that they take him at 15. I feel like that would be amazing if that were a possibility, but I don't know if that actually can happen. Let's say that doesn't happen. I really like the idea of Jordan Davis at 15, a nose tackle like that to get in the mix. I think he'd be a perfect complement to Milton Williams as a three technique, Davis as a nose tackle, and I think there's more potential there, untapped potential. And then at 18, how about just a really solid corner in Trent McDuffie from Washington? Everybody says he's a good player. You know, maybe he's not a perennial Pro Bowler, but he's a starter. And I think with Slay getting up there in age and with them having a need at the other corner spot, I think McDuffie would be a great pick.
Oh, that's so Jordan Davis and Trent McDuffie. That's definitely out of the realm of most Eagles mock drafts. So that's a great Ross Tucker insight for the rest of you guys out there, especially since, you know, Eagles Twitter is a little low on Trent McDuffie, and I think wrongfully so. He does his comp to Jaire Alexander is very spot on to me. I think he plays the same way and also offers some safety versatility as well. So I think Trent McDuffie would be a solid player in the NFL. Also, I want you to just tell the viewers about myfrontpagestory.com and the service the site provides to their customers.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. It's a buddy of mine started the business. It's like the best Mother's Day gift I've ever heard of by far. You talk to one of their writers for, I don't know, 10 minutes. They write the most unbelievable story about your mom, or if you get it for your wife, if you have kids. It looks like it's framed. I mean, it's framed. It looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper. It's absolutely beautiful. And when she reads it, she'll cry. Like, I've seen enough videos now. I've seen enough pictures. It's something about reading about quotes from their kids or from you saying how much you appreciate everything she does for the family. She will cry. Like, she will cry. You will win. MyFrontPageStory.com, MyFrontPageStory.com.
Perfect, perfect. So everybody obviously know who Ross Tucker is. Great NFL analyst, former NFL player, the host of the Ross Tucker Pod. You can find him on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL. Ross, thank you so much for coming on the show and giving us your Eagles picks. Jordan Davis and Trent McDuffie, that's something that a lot of fans should be excited about if those do come to fruition on draft night.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll be working the draft all 3 days for the Eagles, PhiladelphiaEagles.com. It should be fun.
Can't wait to see your coverage on the Eagles, my friend.
All right, take care.
You too.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning architectural shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big money at Menards.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.